Now, moving back in time, it's been revealed that our early ancestors liked to play with fire.
That's right. Human ancestors used fire to get the best out of stone tools as much as 164,000 years ago, according to new research published in the journal Science. Kyle Brown from the University of Cape Town and an international team of colleagues looked at excavations from multiple sites in South Africa, including Pinnacle Point on the south coast, specifically for tool fragments made from silcrete rock. Now, silcrete is a finely grained rock that's traditionally thought of as being highly workable in its natural state, and silcrete tools are known to have been made in Australia as well as in Africa. However, Brown and his colleagues tried to make tools from this stuff and found it very difficult to shape in a consistent way. Indigenous Australian nappers are known to have used fire to treat the silcrete, and this changes the crystal structure of the rock, making it much more workable.
How could they tell that the stone had been heat treated?
Well, using a number of archaeological techniques, archaeomagnetism, thermoluminescence and gloss analysis, the researchers compared excavated tool fragments with raw or heat treated samples that they'd just got themselves. Heating a material will change its magnetic properties, especially if it's heated to above the Curie point, which is the temperature at which a material loses its magnetic ability. Heating to less than this temperature still leaves a predictable change in the magnetic properties, and this seals the thermodynamic history into the rock. Likewise, this history can be seen through the amount of light emitted on heating, because heating allows electrons to be released from a mineral, thus producing thermoluminescence. Over time, the minerals are exposed to radiation and build up more potential luminescence. Now, high temperatures can effectively reset this thermoluminescence, which can tell you when the material was heated and to what temperature. These methods confirm that all of their collected samples had been subject to heat treatment. Now, gloss analysis is a measure of how shiny the surface of the rock is, and this confirmed that the tools had been shaped after they were heated, even those that were found to be 164,000 years old, and certainly in the tools that were formed 72,000 years ago.
Could the rocks not just have been caught in a forest fire? Wouldn't that have the same effect?
Well, it would probably make the same changes in the rock, but further analysis of the actual archaeological sites showed no evidence of extensive fire, so that suggests that these were intentionally exposed to high temperature rather than caught out in a wildfire.
So it was definitely done on purpose. But now, why is this important? What can it tell us about our ancestors?
Well, the importance of heat treating is that it allows you to use local, poorer quality materials and still get the performance of higher quality tools. This shows a huge intellectual leap from the use of fire just for heat and light, and this cognitive change is actually not very well understood. From this data, it seems that our ancestors were developing the ability to use fire as an engineering tool in South Africa as much as 164,000 years ago, and they were definitely doing so around 71,000 years ago. And at the same time, there's widespread evidence of increasingly complex symbolic behaviour. This seems to have allowed the development of advanced tools in Africa before their development in the rest of the world, and being able to make the best of local materials could well have been a behavioural advantage when migrating up through Eurasia.